VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Cyber attack shuts down U.S. fuel pipeline. Folks, we're starting off today with a big news. A cyber attack has shut down America's largest fuel pipeline, and this has brought up multiple concerns from how vulnerable America's infrastructure is to how this could impact fuel prices. Stockholders, beware. As far as those are concerned, the national average for 1 gallon of gasoline was $2.97 on Monday, May 10. That's 60% higher than it was at this time last year when Americans weren't driving as much during COVID-related shutdowns. The Colonial Pipeline Company transports about 45% of all the fuel consumed on the east coast of the U.S. The company found out last Friday, May 7, that it had been hit by a cybersecurity attack. Colonial says the computer virus involves something called ransomware, which encrypts or locks up important information until a person or organization pays a ransom to get it back again. It's kind of like the infamous WannaCry virus that occurred a few years ago. Many people lost their files on the computer and just made everyone WannaCry. So you might wonder who the attacker is. The FBI says it's a criminal group that originated in Russia. Fortunately, Colonial says it was able to shut down its operations before the virus could impact its physical equipment systems, the ones that actually operate the oil pipelines. However, if Colonial's pipes stay closed through this week or longer, the problems this creates and the price rises it causes could be much greater. Schools open or not? According to the Education Week news organization, two U.S. states currently have orders in effect that some schools must remain closed out for coronavirus concerns. 14 states currently have orders that schools must be opened, offering in-person learning. The remaining states don't have an order in effect, meaning the decisions is up to individual school districts. To be opened or not to be opened, that has been an ongoing challenge for educators, students, and parents since almost all schools were closed last year after COVID reached America. Now, I want to ask you a little something. I'm sure a lot of you VoiceTubers are students. Do you prefer in-person classes or online courses? I'm really curious. I used to think that online learning is less productive and students might get distracted easily. But recently I was informed that this method actually elevates the efficiency for both teaching and learning. And apparently students would have to be more focused during the class, especially when you don't have to take as much notes now than before. Is that true? And teachers could monitor how students perform in group discussion sessions with a simple click. I personally have not taken an online course before, which makes me an old man.
I am old man.
So I would like to hear from you guys. Is it good or is it actually more troublesome? Let me know via recording and leave a comment down below. And now, here's our sentence of the day. The U.S. government is telling infrastructure providers to do all they can to protect themselves from cyber attacks. Once again, the U.S. government is telling infrastructure providers to do all they can to protect themselves from cyber attacks. And now let's take a look at the vocab we've got here. Number one. Infrastructure, which means the basic systems and services such as transportation and power supplies that a country or organization uses in order to work effectively. For example, the war has badly damaged the country's infrastructure. Railroads, power plants, and hospitals were destroyed by enemy drone strikes. Number two, provider, which means someone or some institutes, companies that provide something. For example, if your YouTube video or online gaming doesn't run smoothly, it's most likely a connection problem. Contact your internet service provider like the Zhonghua Telecom for assistance. Number three, cyber attack, which means an illegal attempt to harm someone's computer system or the information on it using the internet. Now, cyber means something that relates to computers, especially the internet. So we have cybercrime, cyberculture, cyberattack, and cyberpunk. For example, you can say, a cyberattack was launched by anonymous hackers located in Taiwan. Internet users are advised to refrain from opening email ads with zip file attachments as they might contain malwares that could potentially harm your computers. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Don't worry, the cyber attack sentence was just an example. But still, we are exposed to malwares and viruses any minute as we surf the internet. Just like the pandemic, things have gotten a little worse here in Taiwan, so please be extra cautious. Stop all public gatherings to save yourself and others. This is Kim Miao, stay safe, and I'll see you lovely people again next week. Bye.